Welcome to the Hawley Baptist Church podcast, bringing you into a community in which everyone is welcome, lives are changing, and Jesus is King. Thanks for listening with us today. We would invite you to subscribe so you can keep up to date with us. But for now, we pray you enjoy listening to what God has in store for you in this episode, and that it helps change your life for the better. In Jesus' name, enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to Hawley Baptist Church Online. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sue.
And you're very welcome whenever you're watching us today. Today we're going to continue our current sermon series, which is The Truth About Heaven and Eternal Life, with Helen talking to us about Your Choice Echoes in Eternity. So I was like feeling like we always want to make a good impression, don't we? We just always want to feel like as we leave a party or a meeting or whatever goes on in your life, that people will think, oh, she was really nice, or oh, and what she said was really useful. And we don't really want people to think that, remember the bits that are kind of like, oh, questionable. Oh, look, what was her hair like today? That was a bit weird. So then what does that all mean for like eternity in heaven? So hopefully Helen will have something to say about that and some answers for us a little bit later on. So do stay tuned in. So let's have a little look at what this sermon series is all about.
Heaven. We all wonder about it. What's it like? Will we see loved ones again, and does it even matter for life today? But what if eternity isn't just about the future, but something we're already a part of? This series, we're diving into what the Bible really says about heaven and eternal life, and why it changes how we live right now. Because eternity doesn't start someday, it starts now.
Good morning. Does anyone else find themselves by the like week four talking along with that, being like, it starts now? I feel like I'm in, like a movie theater. But anyway, good morning. Let's get back in the game. Have you ever thought about how many choices you make in a day? I looked online, there was too many different options, but it's thousands and thousands and thousands of decisions that we make every day. And they all add up. All those little choices add up. Whether it's deciding to share a kind word with a colleague, or maybe, quite like me, it's about leaving the dishwasher till later. I'll do it later, it's fine. I don't need to empty it now. I'll empty it later, it's fine. And before you know it, you've got like three cycles worth to go through because you've got too much crockery for the fact there's just three of you living in your house. And it becomes a never-ending cycle. But every decision we make has a ripple effect. I chose to wear this morning. I'm now very warm because of it. I've got enough drinks here to keep me going. But today we're going to look at something much deeper than that. We're going to look at the eternal significance of our choices, not just do I need to reload the dishwasher again, or do I need to have about three drinks here because I'm very warm, because I've chosen the wrong outfit to wear. Because we live in a world that prioritizes the temporary, the here and now. That instant gratification. And I'm not going to lie, I had McDonald's last night for two reasons. One, the dishwasher needed doing. You saw that one coming. And two, because I was hungry and I wanted food now. But as Jesus followers, we're called to live with eternity in mind. And actually, last week, Martin spoke about how at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, how do we know if we are in the kingdom of heaven? How do we know if we are in when it comes to eternity with God? And actually, I recommend you go back and listen to it if you haven't done already. In fact, if you're on the podcast or you're on the not live stream, it's not live anymore. If you're on the not live stream, so I'm going to call it, then stop listening to me now and go back and listen to that and then come back to this one. But here was the bottom line. If you weren't here last week, but you are here now, this was the bottom line. Jesus. Pretty much. To add a little bit more, it can be summed up in two Bible verses that Martin shared. Acts 16 and Ephesians 2. Acts 16, 31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. And Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 Say, for it's by grace that you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, but it's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And that really is the bottom line. Believe and you'll be in God's kingdom for eternity. However, Martin did then go on to reference James 2:17, that says, in the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. And we're going to look at that bit a little bit more today. The fact we can't just sit back on our laurels, because what we do now actually has lasting effects. It's not just the immediacy, like being very warm. In fact, there is a famous character from history, Maximus Decimus Meridius, who once said, what we do in life echoes in eternity. And now, we can read, we do read in the book of Matthew, if I can get my words out, the book of Matthew in chapter 25, Jesus tells a story that we have called the parable of the talents. Jesus probably didn't call it that. In this parable, Jesus tells the story of a master who entrusts his servants with talents, cash, basically. One servant received five, another received two, and a third received just one. The master expected them to use... Sorry. The master expected them to use these talents wisely and invest them and multiply them. And those who did were given praise and reward. And the master said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. But one of them was too scared he would lose it. And so he buried it away. And he faced the master's disappointment when he brought back just what he had used. But what does that actually mean for us? Well, God has entrusted each and every one of us with something. It could be stuff, it could be gifts, it could be abilities, it could be times, it could be opportunities. Whether it's a musical talent, like these very skilled guys to my left, whether it's a sense of humor, whether it's leadership skills, whether it's a healthy bank account, or maybe just a knack for organizing community events. No, just. Whether it's a knack, I couldn't do it, for organizing community events. We are called not to hide these gifts, but to invest them in a way that builds his kingdom here on earth. Imagine if that one servant who hid it, maybe out of fear, maybe just out of laziness, I know that we're feeling well, but imagine he had just simply hidden it away. His decision, though it felt safe in that moment because he wasn't going to lose it, ultimately led to regret and rebuke. Likewise, every decision that we make, whether it be big or small, has an eternal dimension. When we choose to act out of faith, love, obedience, we're investing in an eternal legacy that God promises to reward. We also see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, in which Paul, who's an early Christian leader, states, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Now, that is a powerful reminder that our lives aren't just a series of random events, but a purposeful journey where every decision matters. And now I read that verse and I actually get a little bit scared. I'm like, oh, that's quite big. That's quite major. But actually, it's not a message of fear. It's a call to intentional living. So picture it like this. Imagine you're building a house, and every brick that you lay, every nail that you drive, every coat of paint you apply contributes to that final structure of the house. There we go. It's always good when you lose where you are. Similarly, every decision that you make builds the legacy that you leave behind. One day, we'll all stand before Christ to give an account of how we used what we were given. And wouldn't it be wonderful to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. But still, what does that actually look like? Many of us have experienced moments where we've had to choose between a quick and easy option or a choice that required more effort, but was probably more aligned with our values. It could be something as simple as choosing to speak kindly when you're upset, or taking time out of your busy day to pray for someone in need. Because God cherishes that legacy that we're building through our choices. Every act of kindness, every moment of generosity, every decision to follow Jesus, even when it's not the popular choice, is a brick in the eternal structure that God is building through our lives. I know that sometimes, especially on busy days or when life gets challenging, it can seem like our individual decisions might not actually matter in the grand scheme of things. But remember, even the smallest seed, when planted in good soil, grows into a mighty, mighty tree. Our choices, no matter how small, still have the power to bear fruit that lasts for eternity. Because decisions that we make might not just affect our own eternity. In our house group recently, we did a series on Right Now Media. Just to add, Right Now Media, if you don't know what that is a fabulous resource that every single one of you here has access to by attending Hawley Baptist Church, whether that be on the podcast, online, I don't know which camera we're using, online, or here in person. It's free for you all to access. It has Bible series on it. I don't know how to pluralize that word. It has Jesus and Bible-centered kids shows. It's a real joy. If you don't know how to access it, either email the office or join.in at hawleybaptistchurch.org.uk for information on how to access it. But anyway, coming back to the point, we did a series recently called Big Yes, Little Yes, Healthy Maybe. And now this was a challenge, but also a real encouragement. We spoke a lot about how we as Jesus followers, regularly when we think about, you know, talking to people who aren't Christians, we focus on people saying that big yes, that sign me up, sign my name on the dotted line. And actually, yeah, that is ultimately the aim, that people will become Jesus followers. However, for a lot of people, and maybe there are people in your life you can think of, who actually the little yeses are super important. Maybe a yes to read the Bible, or a yes to come to church. They're not saying, yes, God, I'm all in. But there are yeses along the way before we get there. Maybe it's saying yes to some elements of the Christian faith, even if not yet to Jesus. And for many, a huge step may be recognition of a healthy maybe. A friend of mine tells a story about the time that they first considered that there might be a God. When at 14, his mate asked, do you think there's a God? And he responded, I don't know, maybe. And that was the beginning of an adventure that ended up with him in Christian leadership 10 years later. If his mate didn't ask the decision to ask that question, or if someone hadn't invited you to church that first time, actually, where would you be? Where would you be now? Our decisions don't just affect us and our eternity, but also those around us. But how do we ensure that our daily choices align with God's purpose? Well, it starts with knowing that every single moment is an opportunity to live out our faith. God isn't asking us for perfection. He's inviting us to grow and to learn and to lean on him as we make all of these decisions. And so I'm really sorry that they're not up here. I'm not organized enough for that to be have them up. But there are four very little points. I know, four, not three. Don't tell my dad, he's always got three. I couldn't get it down. So the first one, embrace your gifts. So recognize that every talent that you have is a gift from God. Invest in it well. Whether you're a musician, a teacher, a parent, a retiree with wisdom to share, use your talents to serve others. I told you there were 4 points, number two already. Make time for God. In the hustle and bustle of daily life, set aside moments to pray, to study scripture, and to reflect on God's goodness. These practices will keep us aligned with his will. Number three, serve others. Look for opportunities to be kind and to share the love of Christ. Because sometimes it's those simple acts, like a smile, a kind word, a I'll pray for you, and that can make a huge difference. And lastly, number four, reflect on your choices. Maybe at the end of each day, or maybe at the end of each hour, if you're forgetful like me. Ask yourself, how did I use the time, talents, and opportunities that God gave me today? And maybe that will help us guide to make better choices tomorrow or just the next hour, again, if you're forgetful like me. Now, I know we're all human. We all make less than perfect decisions quite regularly. Well, I do anyway. And I'm not here to lecture you into guilt because we must do better. That is not what I'm here to do. And that is not what God is here to do either. That is not how God works. But instead, think of it like this. Imagine if we treated our daily choices like a Sunday roast. Who loves a Sunday roast? Everyone else? Yeah, see? Anyone have a roast not on a Sunday, out of interest? Ah, oh, a few of you. I respect those people. So I'm buzzing a little bit. Hopefully we'll work out. I'll move that up there. Hopefully it'll help. But every ingredient in our Sunday roast is really important. Imagine if we skimped on the seed on those carrots. Oh, didn't put the honey on them. That made me really sad. Or if we actually just forgot the roast potatoes altogether. Or if, I know, right? Or if someone ridiculously made the decision that Yorkshire puddings only go with beef. They go with every meat, I don't care what you say. But actually, every decision that you make towards that roast makes a better meal. And you learn from the last roast that you did to know, oh, put honey on the parsnips as well as the carrots. Got it. And make it slightly better. In the same way, every decision we make in our lives is like an ingredient in the masterpiece that God is creating in our lives. So as we go into our weeks shortly, as we go into communion first, let's remember that every decision that we make carries eternal significance. The choices you make today, whether they are massive or whether they are tiny, they are still building an eternal legacy that may be your legacy or maybe someone else's. Because God has entrusted each and every one of us with talents, with time, with opportunity. And he's patiently waiting for us to say, here I am, using everything you have given me for your glory. Or here I am, send me. Here I am, use me. So let's commit to living intentionally, using our gifts wisely, and making choices that reflect our deep love for God and for others. As we build our legacy, one decision at a time, may we always strive to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant. We've now got some questions just to think about as we head into communion.
What has God entrusted to you that you can use more faithfully for his glory? What small everyday act of faithfulness can you commit to this week that will have an eternal impact? How can you align your daily choices with God's eternal purposes?
Some really good points from Helen. I think what I quite well, and maybe this is what I shouldn't have taken away from the sermon, but the bit that I like to take away is the fact that you can continuously improve,
yes,
and adjust and add those ingredients and make things better as you go along. So it's a journey, isn't it? We're all on a journey.
Yeah,
and we're going to get things, you know, what we deem wrong, but not necessarily wrong, but things that we think, oh, actually next time I do that, I could do that better. Yeah. So we're going to focus on question two. which hopefully is going to appear. There it is. Look at that. I can't read that. I'm so blind. What small everyday act of faithfulness can you commit to this week that will have an eternal impact? Or an internal one? Who knows? What's your small everyday act of faithfulness?
I think when Helen sort of talked about, you know, we're given gifts, there are things about us, which I think we all often struggle, what are our gifts? But actually, just being human as well, actually just being kind, saying hello to people, smiling at people, just something positive to say, actually.
And I think you're right there. I think people can get hung up a bit on the, well, what is my gift? Exactly. And how do I make more use of that? But actually in the everyday mundane, if you like, it is actually, you might not use your gift, whatever that might be, every day. So if you're, I don't know, if your gift is singing and, you know, and you sing in the band or in a band or in a band at church or something, you're not going to use that every day.
No.
It's slightly weird. Maybe you do. Maybe you sing all the time. But your conversations with people are just as important as that gift. So I think it depends
And I think I'm very conscious, actually, my pet hate is actually going shopping, actually, but standing in the queue to pay for things, actually, you don't know what other people's lives are like. So I always try to say hello and even speak to the checkout person. So it's actually those little gifts, the little kindnesses.
People, and I think seeing people
actually,
isn't it? That's about seeing people. Yeah. So it's very easy to go along, especially with shopping, go along in your, I've got to do this and I've got to do it in this time frame. And I just want this checkout person to get through as quickly as possible because my barking's about to run out. Yeah. Forget this, they're a human being actually.
And
just actually seeing the people around you and having that sort of reflection on the fact that everybody's going through life and everybody's in a different place. And is there an opportunity, like Helen started the beginning of her sermon with somebody being invited or being asked, do they believe there's a God, or asking them to church? And actually that reflection on where would we be now if we weren't listening to this, or we would never exposed to things. So I think that's quite interesting. And and maybe it's looking for those opportunities where you can just go, actually, I'd like to be able to invite somebody or ask them about, you know, or just, and actually that's easy as starting as like, how's your day going?
Yeah.
You having a good day?
Yeah.
Or just that kindness of like being the different person that says, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And hope you have a good rest of your day type thing at the checkout.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I do think actually, you know, if we really embrace Jesus in our lives, actually, everything that comes out of our mouths, our touches and everything, little sprinkle of Jesus going out.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Yeah. But that's what we need to keep adding, that sprinkle to our ingredients. Yes. So, I think the sort of one small everyday act is just thinking about what you can do this coming week, about how you can think about what can I do that will make a little bit of difference and maybe reflect that the fact there is a God and Jesus is a good news story, and actually how do I reflect that in the way I'm living out my life and show people that. So and if you're yet to believe or you're not quite made that commitment, it's just about those things that you can do that acknowledge people and see people around you, and maybe that, like Sue said, that bit of act of kindness and just acknowledgement of people. So have a little think about what you can take forward for this week. If you found this sermon or this talk challenging, or you'd like to know more, you can email in on gotquestions@hawleybaptist.org.uk. And if you want to know more, and if you do live in Hawley and you want to know more about what Hawley Baptist Church is doing and what events are going on and how you can connect in a bit more, you can email us at join.in@hawleybaptist.org.uk. We're also at some point hoping to Zoom our main service for people who want to see the whole service in its entirety, not just the talk. And if you want to know the details of that, we're not yet doing that. We're still sort of got a trial through the technical difficulties of that. But if you are interested in doing that, we're hoping that's going to be available soon. So again, email us at join.in@hawleybaptist.org.uk for those information. If you found this interesting and you think, actually, the thing that I can do this week is just share this with somebody that might find this talk useful, then please do share or get people to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on social media things, all those things like Facebook, Instagram. I don't know all of those things. So do share it with people, because what you might have found useful, they might also find useful. So thank you so much for joining us today. And we will say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was today's episode of the Hawley Baptist Church podcast. We hope this prompted you to want to follow Jesus even just a little bit more closely. If you have any questions about what you've heard in today's episode, or you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, you can email us at gotquestions@hawleybaptist.org.uk. We would love to hear from you. It would really make our day. If you want to hear more from us, just a reminder that you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can access that and our YouTube channel by heading to hawleybaptist.org.uk/media. Thank you again for listening to the Hawley Baptist Church podcast. We pray God will bless you, and we will see you next time.